Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles Kings. You're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod, and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. The Kings are second place in the Pacific with a 2015-5 record, despite going 2-2 last week by giving the Penguins the pits, then cracking Seattle over the head, but lost to a Sharks goalie not named Jones, and continued the hot streak of losing to the Lightning. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Finally a cracking pun that will go with a cracking game.
Yeah. And Jordan Hickman.
Back from COVID protocol.
Hey, there he is. Wow. I think you still could have made it last week. I don't know.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, we talked enough about you.
Hi, this is Bob Miller of the Los Angeles
Kings. Hi, Bob. Glad you're back.
Yeah, we talked enough about you, dude.
I know. It was flattering. I'm not going to lie.
We did thank you once or twice. The rest was just shit-talking, I think.
And you did get your actual calls in. You were worried about some OTLs.
That's the only reason he listened.
I was getting OTLs.
Only reason he listened is to see what we gave him.
Although this week was not the week that we could call anything. So it seems like every game was all fucked up.
I think I got 2 points.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Who didn't get points was the Steelers and Cowboys. So I guess football is over, right? Is that how it works?
Let's go, Rams.
All the Rams are still in it. In that case, we're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with huge odds to boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl, you got me. Got him. Counting down to the big game 56. New customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, you can still get in on the action of the divisional round. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code THPN for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sportsbook.
Just take the favored team, man.
Yeah, James, are you drinking champagne?
He's a fancy bitch today.
Well, yes, I am.
First of all, pinky out. Don't be rude. Can you explain why you're drinking champagne? Are you pregnant?
Then you wouldn't be drinking champagne, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Is champagne non-alcoholic all of a sudden?
Okay, yeah, I know, right? So my wife is in the alcohol industry, and she is taking a major exam called a part of diploma in the wine world. And her test tomorrow is on champagne, blind tasting and everything. So tonight I popped like 7 bottles of champagne so that she can blind taste. And now we have 7 open bottles of champagne. So if there's going to be alcohol drunk tonight, I got to do my part.
Well, what's the over-under on how many are left over by the end of the show?
Well, I was told I can
Speaking
drink.
Speaking of DraftKings.
I was told I could drink this one. So I'm not sure what's the over on me living if I touch. I don't know which ones I can't touch. I don't know which ones are super bougie or not. So,
and that's there's always the internet.
But that's way too much research to get drunk. I have plenty of other options. If I drink this one bottle and then I crack into whiskey, I'm doing pretty good.
If you drink that one bottle, you'll probably be pretty good.
Oh, I can put this bottle down, no problem.
Have you met James Whitlock?
Yeah. Prove it. Apparently, I was told that they introduce outside sugar into this process. So it's going to be a little more sugar forward, and that doesn't play well tomorrow morning.
I was going to say, that sounds like a hangover in a bottle.
Yeah, that doesn't play well tomorrow. So it's a blessing and a curse to have this kind of alcohol around. But when you go in knowing that it's additional sugar in the bottle, not so much. So yeah, good luck. Right. Good luck to the wife. Kick ass tomorrow.
Speaking of, yes, good luck indeed. Good luck 2 days ago.
I feel like that's a slight dig on me.
At time of recording.
No, at time of listening. All right, speaking of sweet, it was a pretty sweet game against the Penguins, huh?
Yeah.
Yup. The Wattlebirds open up the scoring in the first period, but Kopitar answers back with the first goal in what seems like forever. Brown gets his 6th goal of the season on a second period power play to take the lead, his 700th career
did
point.
Did you go to Frozen?
I did.
And it's on the ice, so I guess it works.
It plays, right?
I hate you both.
Because we're in the studio.
It's weird. I didn't get the invite. And the Penguins answer back.
Jordan, you just came off of protocol. I don't know if we're still
Jordan. Shh. Dark Jordan. Dennis didn't get it either.
Oh, he just showed up?
No, I think
it's see him knocking on the door. Hi, James. I'm here at a podcast.
I'm whispering so he doesn't hear me.
Perfect.
I just kind of told him, like, as I was leaving the house, I was like, by the way, I'm on my way over. You're wondering why it took a little extra time before we started.
Well, we set up a new spot. We had to talk James all was, our shit was like, about you, and then we can open up.
Fair. That makes sense. It's just a shame James had to put pants on, I guess.
I know, right?
I didn't ask him to, but you know, he just
you're did. Assuming I did, right? You're assuming.
Well. Man. All right. The Penguins answer back to tie it up, but Mikey Anderson gets the eventual game winner before the Kings pour it on with goals from Arvidsson, Kopitar, his second of the game, and Dersey.
That Dersey.
It's one hot ticket.
It's about time to get a Dersey jersey.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. I like it.
Do we not think, though, that his number is going to change?
Do you get the original number?
I don't know. Like, I don't think you go out and get Byfield's 55 right now.
I think the 55 is kind of sweet, though.
I don't hate the 55, but I don't know if it stays. I don't feel like the Kings really have, like...
I mean, is it bad to wear a Kobe 8 jersey? Not trying to compare these players to Kobe, but like, I'm just going for a player that's changed numbers.
Oh, gotcha. Well, most of the younger players do change. They come in and they're just given like...
They're given a number and they'll wind up changing.
Yeah.
I would imagine Kobe picked his 8.
So Dersey, I mean, Dersey's played every game since he came up, but he hasn't played nearly enough games for us to even be talking about changing a number.
No, he'll probably. I'm saying if we get a jersey, Jordan's saying, well, he's probably going to change his number. So do you get the jersey now or do you get
it? I get it now.
I think it's kind of cool to kind of have his first number.
Because there's only, I mean, he's only worn it for so many games.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, hey, I was there win.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool, even if he does change the number.
I think it really plays if you're getting, like, game-worn jerseys. Like, practice but jerseys or something.
But doesn't that go against your argument? Like, you can't wear a Mike Richards jersey to a Kings game anymore? But you can just be like, well, I was there when.
No, I mean, is Dursey going to play 15 years and get his number retired?
That's the hope for every player, right?
Yeah.
Mike Richards isn't.
Well, but like the only one I'm really questioning is, and I think you do, is like I'll wear a Williams jersey, right? Fair enough. The one I'm questioning though is Karts. Like, can you still wear a Karts jersey there?
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't your stipulation with the Williams jersey is because he won, not the cup, but he won. Yeah, Conn Smythe.
Yeah, so he's Conn Smythe. So him and Quick, you can always wear that jersey. You got a Stanley Cup patch on, finals patch on it. You can always wear that jersey.
All right.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But I'm weird about shit like that.
We know
you and the mayor.
Hey, ever since I found that super white jacket, I don't wear jerseys to games anymore.
You just want to be as obnoxious as possible. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's me plus the jacket. It's next level obnoxious.
Blinding.
So how crazy was that game, though? Like, we came in, we're like, oh, that's the one in the week that we all said total loss.
We all called loss, right?
Yeah. Very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I tried to get the people that host our fantasy league on the phone for this week's show and find out why I can't change Sid, because he hasn't done shit. He's like still half the points of some of the top players. So I'm like,
it's kind of frustrating. You have players you can't cut.
Yeah, you have dunk cuts, and Sidney Crosby's just shit. I was either trying to get them on the phone or Sidney Crosby himself just be like, what the fuck, bro?
Welcome to the show, Sidney Crosby.
Why are you trying to shit on my fantasy push here?
Yeah, he's gonna come on the show thinking you're gonna ask about three Stanley Cups, and you're like, hey, bro, stop fucking up my fantasy. What's up with that?
You belong in the gutter right now, bro. I think for that game, he had like two shots on goal. It was horrible.
Hey, that gets you a point, right?
A point, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's probably negative two, so. There goes that point. I don't know what's happening. And Gensel, I think in that game was single digits. He was like 5 points or something. I mean, the people that you expect to really show up just don't show up. It's just like when McDavid comes into town, he doesn't show up. So I don't know what that is, right? Oh, you got
that in the notes, Jordan.
I don't know what it is. The fact that you're complaining about it. Players playing shitty against your own team.
No, I love it.
No, he's complaining about his fantasy.
No, I'm not really. I don't understand why that exists. And then we go to San Jose and get our ass turnt like Pittsburgh got turnt in LA. Right. And we just, I mean, five goals. Really? You can stop McDavid. You can stop Crosby, and you can't stop this jack off. Just.
You're jumping ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you're getting a little ahead of yourself. Finishing early. It's not unusual.
On brand.
Yeah, it's on brand.
On brand. Moving on, so James doesn't get blue balls. Kempe gets the goal. Goal light warmed up with his 17th goal of the season, a career high, and we haven't even gotten halfway through the season yet. The second line continues to impress, collecting another 5 points on the night, including Deneau's empty netter. I felt so bad for Trevor Moore for missing that, and then I was so happy once Deneau cleaned that up.
Didn't that go off the defender, too? I feel like he shot it off him.
Maybe.
Nobody announced it, and I watched it, and I saw it go that way and then go that way.
Maybe.
I think he missed the net wide, and it bounced off the boards or something. But
No. Deneau shot. I thought he put it off the defender into the goal, and because he was still turning around, and I saw the puck change direction. I'm like, way to fucking go, bro. Way to play that.
Throw it at the net.
No one called it.
Maybe it was a knuckle puck. Who knows? All right, and then Cal is back in peak form as he collects his third win in a row since returning from COVID protocol, making 17 saves.
Booyah.
Booyah. That was a good game. That was obviously a pretty big game because that was our first game against the Kraken. James was there, right?
Yeah, via satellite.
I mean, you kind of hope you put up a few more goals against Seattle.
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, putting up six against the Penguins, but.
Right.
A win's a win.
Take it. That Grubauer guy's pretty good, too, so there's that. All right.
Those uniforms, man.
Oh, my God.
So they're good. Awful. I know.
I couldn't take my eyes off
them. No, they're so good.
Because they're such trash. It's like a car accident. You can't look away.
See, this is why Jordan's not allowed back in the studio.
Yeah. It's not. We would welcome your COVID, but your fucking uniform talk is just horrible. Like, we put you on mute during this part of this, so. No, I was mesmerized by those fucking unis, dude.
That it's just, I don't know, dude. They just pop.
They look like they're from the XHL.
XHL?
Instead of the XFL, you know?
Yeah, changing it up. I see what you did there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just saying they are like, if you play Chell and you create your own team and you have to pick a jersey number or like a jersey colorway, that's like one of the options. Like, it just seems so like AYSO.
I heard you say that before, and then I kind of went with it.
Disagree more.
I wanted to see it in play at the beginning of the season. So now that I'm seeing,
makes
watching
it so
him
much
play,
worse. Right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It stands out so much.
I love it.
Poetry in motion.
Now does it? Here's why I don't know. Does it play out like the old Houston Astros jersey, right? That gave away the strike zone. You know, remember all the stripes?
Oh yeah.
The yellow to orange stripes, and they had to change it because everybody was. Like just blazing them, you know, strikeout after strikeout. So I think that's why they changed that uniform. Is it so bright and does it pop so much that it's easier to identify people on the ice?
I don't think that's a problem.
Well,
I don't think that's a problem. I mean you have so much contrast.
You're not picking teammates out of a crowd of 20, 30 people. Yeah. It's, you know, there's 10 skaters on the ice. It shouldn't be that hard. And when you're in the offensive zone, you know, there's only two, three other guys around you. And
no, but on rushes, if you just can do a quick look over your shoulders and you can say, okay, I saw the color.
Either white or a color. I mean,
Whoa, Jesus.
I said a color.
So, yeah, I that's my only thing about that jersey is that I think it might just give them away on the ice. But I don't know. This is just...
My only other thing about the jersey is it's absolute trash.
You're in the very small minority of NHL fans.
It sounds like
you have a
problem
with that. I mean,
the
small minority of one.
Yeah, because everybody I hear, like, other team fans. We should put out a poll in THPN.
Yeah.
And get everybody's thoughts from all the other shows on the Kraken jersey.
Just because a million people are wrong doesn't make them right.
No, it does. It truly does. True. That's called general consensus. That's why we
just
call the sky blue.
Because a million people are wrong.
Because everybody says it's blue.
Wait, Jordan House thinks the earth is flat, so here we are.
How dare you? Not that much of an idiot. Oh, eat a dick. All right, moving on.
Do we have to?
The Kings got absolutely embarrassed by the San Jose team of Myers. as he scores the Sharks' single game record of 5 goals.
A hat trick in the first fucking period.
Yeah.
He was going for a second hat trick.
Yeah. Well, because he didn't get hardly any on the first, so. They had to explain to the San Jose fans this is how it works.
It wasn't a natural.
I didn't see
so.
A hat get thrown. Were there hats thrown?
I saw like a half dozen.
That's nothing.
I know. That's the point. Like, they're like, okay, fans, this is what we do next time this happens.
Yeah, and so Myers it's going to happen later on in this game.
Myers like, well, fuck it.
Dude, there was a certain point where he was just scoring goals and like laughing because it's too easy for him.
It was after the fifth goal. He's skating back to the bench just laughing.
I didn't look. How many shot attempts did he have? Was he 100%?
I'll tell you.
That would be an interesting stat to look up.
All right, and then some guy named Balsors also scored for San Jose.
I'm sorry, what?
Balsors, sorry.
Balsors.
Yeah.
Six shots on goal. Oh my Five God. Goals, six wow. shots on goal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like 87%. However, Kopitar and Mikey Anderson did cash in two of the 39 shot attempts the Kings made. Yay, Mikey. Mikey doesn't like it.
Whoa.
That was his second goal in like three games.
I know.
Now that he finally scored, now he's basically fully activated.
Open the floodgates of Mikey Anderson scoring goals, right? I'll take it.
Yeah, and then James has a note here that says, Jose. I don't know what that means.
It was San Contest.
I don't know what it is.
Jose.
What did you put that in there for?
All right.
You
moving
put that
on
in there.
To the almost good one.
He said it's a joke.
No, he said the joke was ball sores.
Yes.
You were too busy looking up that stat to hear the joke.
No kid.
Somebody named Balsors scored a goal.
Balsayers. Maybe. I don't know. Stupid name.
Stupid.
It was his stupid goal. Jack, fucking jackass. All right. On to the one on Night of Recording. Tampa Bay. Did we, James call a win on this?
I called the win.
That's a no.
I felt like I should call the loss and stick with you guys, but I needed an extra point.
That's right.
If I
you need
get
points.
It.
Why are you doing this?
It's because I.
He did call, and he's like, James, you're talking me out of a point here. Why would you try and do that? So I shut up and
I stuck with the win.
I should have kept talking.
Like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then he dug his own grave.
Yeah. If they would have won, though, I'd be rubbing it in your fucking faces.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you
As
what.
As you should.
The way the first half of the game went, where it was just back and forth, actually holding the lead.
Four shots on goal per team.
Yeah. It was a very interesting second period. But in the first period, what do you think about that Lazak goal?
The one that they were super pissed about because of the tripping?
Yeah. My boy Coops didn't like it.
I don't know enough about the tripping.
He was COVID at the ref.
Yeah, he was.
He's so pissed.
I'm not
allegedly up
enough on tripping calls and rules and stuff like that. Like, is that...
There was two skate on skates.
It was a skate on
in that
skate.
Play. But they're both turning out, so...
Yeah,
I mean,
they're turning... I mean, it wasn't like... I guess maybe it is.
It's a legitimate trip, but... I mean, it's
there
not
was
called.
A lot of shit that went uncalled in that game.
There was also like a cross check right after the goal on Lazat.
That didn't get
right.
called.
That,
yeah,
I mean,
that
so
didn't get called.
You want to? You want to?
Okay, so,
talk shit.
So here's one that I heard that.
Also, that dog shit call on fucking Doughty as the period expired.
Yeah, in a second.
Okay, so I was going to ask about that one. Is that a dog shit call, or is that just a soft call? Because of everything else that got let go in that game.
Foxy explained it, and I think his explanation was really well. There has to be a time delay, right, where the player's no longer on the puck, right, and you're holding them back from getting back in the play, and you have to kind of leave your lane to get in their way.
Mm-hmm.
Doughty was there, posted in front of him, and it was right as, you know, he lets go of the puck. So Foxy's explanation.
That's funny. That used the word posted there because that's exactly what that is. And like in like basketball, where you just stay in your spot and let them kind of come into you.
Now, did he hold him up and take him down to where even
if he
got around him?
I think it's
he
took him down.
Then maybe you're calling that.
And I think, but that's what I think. Like, okay, maybe there's a case for it. And either way, I feel that was a soft ass call. Like that.
Yes.
They could have let that one go with all the shit that didn't get called in that game.
And Jordan, going back to the NFL, right? If he doesn't go down on the ice, he can't even, there's not enough time to even make a play on the puck. If he gets around Doughty, he doesn't have enough time to make a play on the puck.
Yeah, but the clock, I'll play devil's advocate, the clock shouldn't have any consideration as to what the penalty is.
I agree, but if you're a ref and you're like, is this really affecting the game? and you're using that as a consideration on a soft call, that's a reason to teeter for a no call.
Well, and that should have more bearing on which penalties and when are called. As if does it have any bearing, like, you know, on the game? Is it going to change the game? And if it's a no, then and unless it's like intent to cause injury or something like that, that doesn't get called in the playoffs.
It doesn't get called in the playoffs. Absolutely not.
The refs get fucking throttled.
I feel like Coop did his job when that no trip call, or there was no trip call on the Lazak goal. And he lost his shit. I feel like he did his job, and that got him some extra calls throughout the game.
Yeah, fair enough. And really, you can't get pissed about a call like that, you know, when, unless you're a like dumb podcast host that called a win, then you knew you were going to lose anyway. So really, what's loss? You know, what's loss?
Hey, dumb.
You said yourself that it was a stupid call.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a calculated risk.
Yeah, well, your calculator needs some batteries.
I did the math in my head. I'm not good at math.
Speaking of dumb faces, how awesome was it to see Perry go into the fucking bench?
Oh, it made my night.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
Just put some fucking ass up.
What about Deneau, man? Second fight in, what, a week?
Yeah, but he went against Point, though. That might be Point's first fight ever.
I don't think so.
I didn't watch the...
I think it was Fox. It was like, yeah, it's kind of like watching two featherweights.
Two like, people not known for fighting.
Yeah, damn.
Okay so it kind of looked like... It looked a little slewish.
Yeah, the trip. That's what I was going to say.
But I don't think it was intentional. The beers are already hitting me. Because he was trying to get between Point and whoever else on Tampa Bay was right there, and he got knocked off balance and his foot went out. But, I mean, even Foxhall is like, oh, there might be a little bit of a kicking motion there, or whatever he said. But, it like, insinuating there's a little bit of a slew foot. And Point was pissed off about that because I'm sure he didn't know what was going on and felt like my feet got taken off me.
For the second time.
Yeah. So.
Second time. Fair enough.
He was a little frustrated.
Yeah, I get it. That's good. They're not used to people tying the game on them multiple times.
Yeah.
Especially a team that just got waxed by San Jose.
Oof.
So I get why they'd be frustrated.
Man, they wore their emotions on their sleeves. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where I felt like the game went downhill, right? You have him tripping up. Iafallo can get in, lift a stick, and get a goal.
Oh, my God. You know? That was so fucking sick.
I mean, textbook, right?
Oh, my God.
With that, I'll take that from you.
It wasn't even textbook because fucking Sergachev was in fucking La La Land the entire time. He's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's my puck.
Yeah. There was a couple of plays where Sergachev was just like, standing there watching the puck.
Yeah, well, he got caught slippy on this one because
big time.
Fucking Iafallo took straight advantage of that. And at that point, you saw like, okay, Tampa Bay's not their normal self. We need to capitalize on it. And then you start to see like players back off on from the Kings. And it like that's the time to go for the kill. Really dig in. Yeah. And I felt like they kind of backed off. Because the momentum was swinging their way, and
yeah, I mean they had a couple of minutes of really great possession, really good shifts, and then they back off just slightly. Tampa Bay takes advantage of that, scores a goal.
They jump right in, dude. They jump right in and take control. The rest of the game was all theirs.
Yeah, as soon as that happened, after that one like where they struck one section of time where they strung some shifts together. And they let up that goal, it was over. That you can just tell the team was not in it anymore.
Coop's like, I'll tell you what, you know who's going to play? If we lose this game, who's going to play in the next game is whoever can walk back home in time to make it. That's who gets to play. And they're like, fuck, dude, that's a long walk. They decide to kick it in gear. Whatever he did, I mean, did mid-period, too, turn that team around. and Tampa Bay got on board, and they rewrote the script.
They smelled blood in the water, and they jumped on it.
They took care of it. So, and that's what the strength of that team.
It's what champions do.
Yeah, of that champion team, I think they're just missing one line. So, I mean, they just kicked it in and did what they do. And Kucherov's back, so.
Yeah.
That fucking guy.
Well, until he goes on IR again.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes on IR until the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's just like his mid-season conditioning stint, you know? He's got to stay in shape for the playoffs.
He's getting me points. That's all that matters.
Cooch.
All right. Let's stop talking about fucking letting up 6 goals. Two games in a row. Mm-hmm. All right, James, get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Eck.
Yeah, so if you didn't notice, our leading goal scorer also wasn't in that game. So the fact that we stayed in it for as long as we did, I don't think that was that bad of a game.
But do you think that Kempe is that much of a difference maker for those two games?
For those two games?
Yeah.
Because who was... When he out in the San Jose game?
Does he make up the difference of that game? No. But I think how aggressive he's been and how he's playing both ends of the ice, I think, yeah.
I mean, whenever you lose your top goal scorer, it's going to affect the game. But is it that much of a swing to lose by that many goals, give up 6 goals?
I don't think so. Not for that San Jose game, right?
No, definitely not for that San Jose. We just ran into a hot player, and there was nothing stopping him.
What's crazy is if Kempe is here in this game, I think he makes a difference.
I think it would at least been a hell of a lot closer because he has been so aggressive, and he has been sound defensively.
Yeah, I think he honestly makes a difference to continue to press and continue, and then he gets I have follow even jacked up even more, and then those two are just like... You want to talk about blood in the water, those two will just fucking eat teams up. So I honestly think, because you have to shift everybody around and COVID sucks. I fucking hate COVID. COVID cost us this game.
Wow.
Fuck you, COVID.
You watch how my mind works. I'm just like, I found my scapegoat. It's COVID.
In 10 years from now, when there's lawsuits for if COVID had affected your life,
right.
This is gonna be James's story that he's gonna call when he sees that infomercial at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm gonna have it all laid out and be like, with those 7 extra points in this season, we would have.
We would have made the playoffs.
It would have been everything for us.
So not to keep harping on the game, but I think the fact that hurts me the most out of the Tampa Bay game. Tampa Bay had 4 defensemen in that game.
Right. One of them was Hedman.
One of them was Hedman, and he played half the fucking game. I think over half the game.
He also got a low-key hat trick, by the way.
Was it a hat trick?
Yeah, because he scored 2 goals for Tampa, and then Kaliev's power play goal came off his stick.
All right.
So, yeah.
I
kind of stopped paying attention to the game for a little bit because I was getting frustrated. So I was like, was one of those goals Hedman? I see what you're saying.
Hedman is a tall man.
He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah. That's
oh,
a
by
big
the
dude.
Way, there was a puck that kind of went into Tampa Bay's zone, and there was a race to the puck, and I was like, holy shit, who the fuck is that? Because I thought that was really fast. It was fucking Lemieux.
Oh, yeah.
Dude actually has some wheels when he wants.
Nice.
I mean, he's not like McDavid fast or anything, but I was surprised.
He's faster than you thought Lemieux was.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right. Sorry.
All right. Moving on. Willie O'Ree's number has finally been retired by the Bruins on the 64th anniversary of his NHL debut.
About fucking time.
Yeah, no shit.
How did that not happen years ago?
Were they just waiting for the year 2022 to retire 22?
If that's the reason they waited, that was fucking dumb.
I like how Simmons posted, finally.
Right?
Did he?
How the fuck did that not happen?
He announced it
years ago.
And then in parentheses, he wrote, finally.
Just the impact of what he's done, even after he's been out of the game. How is that guy, Like, I get, like, what he's done is good for the greater game of hockey. Maybe that's not, like, a team accolade, but, like, you got to give it to him, man.
You know what? I had a great conversation with my kids about during the game and or during that segment where they did the 22 facts about Willie. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see everything lined up, like all the things he's done in his career, after his career. So, like, it really sparked a conversation, and it was really good because, you know, some of the things I didn't know, like how long he's been the ambassador for diversity for the NHL. I was like, I'll never forget his, like, when he scored his first goal. Because he was,
because you were that old?
No, because it was 01-01-61. Like, I love it. So it just gave me a way to remember that. I thought it was a great piece. Like, they did a great job with it, and I love that that we got to talk about it today. You know,
I just love, like, how active he still is. I mean, how old is he now? He's 80 something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And fuck, dude, if I make it to 80 something, I hope I look that goddamn good.
Yeah, still out flying around the country.
Yeah,
hosting kids programs,
wearing your hat.
Great fucking
fancy
fashion.
Fancy little hat.
This guy's got good fashion. I love him.
Yeah. The Bruins gave him a new hat for the occasion, and it had, like, the, like, Bruins logo, like, on the inner liner on the inside of the top part of the hat.
The brim.
Yeah, sure. No, like, inside, like, inside. Where his head goes.
Oh, inside. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. And then the NHL announced they will no longer be testing asymptomatic players.
That falls in line with who did that? NCAA?
The NCAA, I think, was the first big place to do it.
Yeah. That was like a week ago, and then now NHL.
So, like, I guess my question is, I mean, this is, in my opinion, the way it should have been the whole time, but is this them learning, or is this them realizing, like, hey, we're losing a bunch of fucking money postponing games because people are in COVID protocol when they don't necessarily need to be? Like, is this money driven, or is this, like,
I don't know.
Like, you got a trigger word, but is it science based?
The CDC also says healthcare workers asymptomatic can go to work with COVID. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and there's been a spike in how many people are catching COVID in hospitals. So,
I mean,
I
think it's money driven, not health driven.
Yeah, I think it's money driven. And that's kind of the thing. You give that leeway no matter what it is, if it's a, you know, major sports or if it's a company, they're going to do what's best for the bottom line. It's money driven.
Yeah. And is it more acceptable now because the symptoms aren't as bad with the new variant, right? Like, do you think that comes into play too, where they're like, well, you look at all the players that got it in the last 3 months.
I think it's because I think a lot of it has to do with they're looking at, well, we're dealing with young, healthy people. They're most likely going to be fine. I mean, right. I think I forget who announced it, but they're like predicting before March, there's going to be like another 300,000 deaths in the U.S. because of this variant. So I think they're looking at the demographic of the hockey players, right? It's not older people. They're fit. They're not obese. They're not.
Whoa, you know. Chara still plays, and Phil Kessel still plays.
Yeah, but he eats a shit ton of hot dogs. That keeps him safe.
Yeah. I mean,
you're saying all those preservatives?
Yeah. They fucking, he's solid, dude. That guy is money. Or is it all the alcohol NHL players drink that just kind of kills everything?
That's why you didn't catch COVID, huh?
Exactly.
It's science.
This podcast has kept me alive. The mere amount of scotch is the best vaccine you can get.
It's the fucking cure-all, right?
Couple 4 ounce pours every night.
James was alive in the 1800s. He would have, like, been selling scotch at a premium because it saves lives.
It does. I'd have my own wagon and everything. LED lights all over it.
Wow.
The 1800s? Wow. That's impressive.
Got fucking strobes.
Marty McFly, dude, comes by. Brings me a few presents.
Oh, man. That's about all I got for general notables. There's not a lot going on. I sent this to you guys earlier. Fucking Leon Dreisaitl getting into that. Yeah, with the...
That's what I was asking earlier, if it was in the notes, because the Oilers got brought up. Yeah. Did you see that, James?
No.
Oh, play that interview. I feel like we don't know the full history between Draisaitl and this this reporter. But
apparently he's already in the Hockey Hall of Fame. So I don't think he's just some fucking, like, he's not us asking that question.
Well, I'm not suggesting like that he's a shitty reporter. I'm just saying there's a thing between these guys. So, all right, I got it here. Let's see. Turn this up.
Play it this way.
What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying, we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one. Okay. I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
I think we're done.
Wow.
Why are you so pissy?
Why are you so pissy?
Like that's some like serious like what? Ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend energy going on right there.
Right.
there's something like fucking that reporter like
he's like
he was Draisaitl's dog or something.
Yeah, he was one step away from being like, I mean, you don't call me anymore.
Right?
You don't answer my texts. I try and stop by, you're never home. Like, Jesus, reporter.
Yeah. No, they dude.
I hadn't seen that. That's fucking crazy. I'm surprised their media relations let that continue.
He tried to stop it. And then the reporter's like, no, I got one more.
But like, all right, you know, they should have somebody off to the side that can like, you know, cut the mic or do something.
Yeah.
And just be like, no, this is not going the right direction. Who's next? Boom. And just immediately switch it
off. Why are you so pissy? I'm not.
Yeah, you're being pissy.
I feel like the answer to his next. He wins the interview when he answers the next question. He's like, is it good that the other team now knows you're frustrated? He's like, oh, it's great.
It's the greatest. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
It's everything we want them to know. Like he owns the interview at that point, and then this guy now looks like a
just
jackass.
Like pure sarcasm.
I love it.
So yeah.
I like the guy even more.
Things are great in Edmonton, right?
Yeah, he should get more. He does have more trade value now over McDavid. More answers like that. We just watch you for your interviews.
Yeah, brings like a little bit of that Sutter, but like no humor to it.
Right. Yeah. No, he giggles while he does it, where Sutter just does it with a straight face.
Sutter's trying to be funny.
Yeah, so you, but you
Draisaitl's pissed off.
You can just laugh with Draisaitl because he's like laughing through it. I think he's finding himself in the media room. That's great.
Well, I hope there's
it's
more
a big,
of it,
it's a big it's part fun. Of his game.
Yeah.
That's why he's so successful.
Like that got a little like Torts-esque, you know, before he stopped being fun at hockey.
It was very Torts.
Yeah.
Kind of missed Torts as a head coach because we lose out on a bit of that.
Yeah, it was way better when he was a head coach and doing interviews than he is on television.
Yeah, just saying that awesome goals are ruining hockey.
What a douche.
Super douche.
All right. Moving on, unless we got anything else.
No.
Should we do a quick fantasy update?
I'm in last. Moving on.
Then let's do it.
Absolutely. All right.
Pull it up, Dennis.
Let's see. Anybody got a guess who's in first?
First three, last three. Jesse.
Jesse's in first, 11-2-0. She only lost twice. One of those was to Scott.
One of them was to me. Oh, no, what? I mean, no. I lost
no
her
fucking
significantly.
Way.
Yeah, I was like, no fucking way.
My bad.
One of those 11 wins was you.
In second place, Roy's to Men. New name from Jaden.
Roy's to
I
Men.
I like it.
9-4-0.
And in third place. Kings. Is my cousin Scott He updated his name too. Spencer Knight.
I respect that.
Yeah, could have called that.
8-5-0. Let's see. Daniel changed his name as well. The Protocol Droids. All right. So, and then the last three. Yeah, it's us assholes. I'm in eighth, and James is in ninth, both with 5-8-0, and Jordan's in last, 4-9-0, sucking it up.
Yep, that's my job. That's I am the plant.
You're like the regular guy that's supposed to run in the Olympics.
You're like the anti-shill.
Right?
Yes.
There's the regular guy that runs against Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Just so you know how good he really is.
Yeah. Yep.
I can say this because this is my first week out of last place. So I'll talk all kinds of shit now.
I would be doing the exact same thing, James. So
enjoy it while you can.
But you only talk shit on the people below you. So right now, all I have is Jordan.
I mean, if you lose and Jordan wins, you're going back into last place because he's got more points than you by I think enough to where you're not going to make it up.
Yeah, that's not happening this week. I can tell you that much.
Oh, are you whooping ass?
I am projected to double the score of my opponent.
Oh, wow. Who are you playing?
I think it's Sean.
Wow.
Yeah, I really fucked up. I'm playing Daniel, Protocol Droids. I fucked up.
Well.
Today.
He has Meyer, so that's one thing.
But I would have been at least within striking distance if I would have fucking played.
Not started quick.
Carter Hart. Which I thought I switched him for Quick, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, those 15 points should
have helped. And then, I still got Slavin on IR, and he had 28 points today.
Oof.
So, could have replaced Brady Shea's 4 points. So
I'm paying a little more attention now, so...
watch out.
Yeah.
Coming from behind.
I'm paying less attention.
I'm just saying. Look what the Chiefs did with it.
They played a high school team.
Who'd they play?
With the Steelers.
No, they started off shitty, and then they came back, and now they're going to dominate.
Yeah. The Steelers have Uncle Rico as their quarterback. Sorry,
that's,
Had.
That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy.
You throw a pig skin a quarter mile. That's why they lost, because he couldn't hit the end zone. He was throwing it past the end zone.
Johnson couldn't catch a ball. It was just, and then the refs. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Blame the refs, right?
Kansas City was thrown to every. Fucking Mahomes was like Oprah, like, you get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. You get a. Oh, you play the line? Yeah, step off the line. You get a touchdown.
Yeah, Eric said, like, you know that they're winning by a lot when the Husky guys are scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening. That was a little embarrassing.
When your center's scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. They're like, and this gentleman, who was the highest bidder, he gets a touchdown.
Sign them for one day.
He gets a sample contract. And we saw how shitty Pittsburgh was doing, so we decided to put him in a uniform. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Oh, man. All right. The week ahead. It doesn't get any easier with this next one here, boys. Thursday against the Avalanche.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
There it is. They're first in the Central. 25-8-3. 53 points. They are 8-1-1 in their last 10. And they've only lost two games in regulation at home. They're 16-2-1. Oh, wait. Hold on. Well, we're at home. Okay. All right. That's at least slightly better, but apologies.
Yeah. I think I'll be there.
9-6-2.
Well, now they have two All-Stars, right? They got Makar and Kadri.
And
Kadri won the last man in.
Oh, did he?
And
did he?
Yeah. When we know how recent All-Star players are doing against us.
Well, wasn't McKinnon saying, I don't know how we don't have Kadri in the All-Star game?
Oh, he yeah.
Wasn't he like pissed about it?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you gonna put Kadri in over Makar?
No.
Right.
Apparently, you do. Right.
No, Makar got the All-Star nod. pretty sure he just got straight the All-Star nod, and then Kadri got the fan vote, the last man in.
Oh, okay, that's what
you said. And, like, by a fucking landslide.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, he's dominating. I just didn't vote for him because he's a dick. And then I voted for Doughty because, you know, Troy Terry, who won the last minute for the Pacific, is a fucking duck, so fuck him.
Yeah, right.
But he deserves it, dude. Troy Terry's tearing shit up, but fuck you because you're a duck. Anyway, that's a fucking loss. He's
tearing shit up.
And he's tearing shit up.
And you remind me of Perry, so.
He's less of a dick.
Stupid face.
It sounds like him. Sounds enough like him.
An Anaheim duck named Airy.
How about Perry getting dumped into the fucking bench?
Just going to keep bringing that up. Yeah,
talking about the second time.
I start going downhill, I'm just going to bring that up again. So for the next week or so, if I really start getting pissy, it'd just be like, dude, imagine Perry getting dumped into the bench. And you're going to...
Just bring so much joy.
Yeah, yeah. Turn me around.
James is like, guys, I'm having a little rough time to send him that picture. Perry skates.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hanging over the boards.
It's better than porn, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That should tell you something what James is doing tonight after the show. All right.
All right, so Colorado, I'm calling a loss.
Also calling a loss.
James is going to go win. He's going to do it.
I mean, three games in a row is rough. We definitely don't maintain second place.
OTL.
Oh.
I think they keep it close.
I think you're super wrong. But
I think Kempe's coming back, too.
I'll let you take that one.
I believe Kempe's coming back. So I'm going to prove my theory that I talked about earlier. And I'll show what kind of a difference he's going to make in this game.
All right.
Okay. I don't think he's coming back, but all right. Then we got back-to-back. Sunday versus San New Jersey.
Not even close. Not even close.
I was looking at the one above it, and then I was like, wait, there's already numbers there.
There's two names. There's a J. Yeah, words in that name.
Yeah. I was looking at the line above. Suck it. Let's see. Where are they at? They are 7th in the Metro, 14-18-5, 4-6-0 in the last 10, 9-7-3 at home with a negative 22 goal differential. That's a win.
James is like, well, I think Kempe's coming back in that game, so that's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely a win. Last five games, what do you have? 5, 10, 12, 14 goals in the last five games. Under 3 goals. They only got 2 wins for the goalies. Yeah, that's a win.
All right. Across the board.
Okay. There you go. And the last game of the week is the other side of that back-to-back. We got the New York Rangers again in New York. 25-10-4. 6-3-1 their last 10. 10-3-2 at home with a plus 17 goal differential.
Fuck you, that's a win.
Jordan?
I know that's a way, but that's a win.
I'm calling a loss. Not a great week. James, what you got? OTL.
Shesterkin's killing it. If he's in goal.
Shesterkin.
Gorgiev is pretty good, too.
Shesterkin?
That's not, he's got a 9-6-2 in the last five games.
Quick has like a 5-4-7
last game.
Nope.
And they won.
Yeah. That's fucked, dude. Oh my God.
They're coming off a back to back, I think.
They can't score goals, though. Last five games, they've scored nine goals.
They're winning it on goaltending.
They got to win it on goaltending. 9 goals in 5 games, under 2 goals a game. That's a win.
My man.
There you go.
Studio buddies.
Yeah. That's a win. No, it's two. Coming out of this with 5 points, not bad.
I'll take it. Keeps us in third, minimum.
Yeah.
I got two solid points.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I got five, so who's riding the rainbow on this one?
Ride that rainbow. Any excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Any excuse.
Rainbows and butterflies.
What's going to be funny is one time when you forget which button that's on, you press the wrong one.
Well, the wrong one is one you don't want played, so.
You got rid of that one.
That would be hilarious, though.
Unless you reloaded that board with other stuff. I know what's on that board, and that was not on there.
Okay.
You fucking dick.
He probably gave it to
the studio. I'm just kidding.
So be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Row Pod, and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text, 562-317-0087, just like our buddy John. It was John, right? Yeah, John.
Yes.
John from last week. And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com and the whole family of hockey podcasts. Good job, boys.
Great time.
We did it.
We did it. Yay.
We did
go
better
us
than the Kings of San Jose.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not saying much.
Well, I mean, we got to take wins when we can get them.
Hey, we have a very low bar here, Jordan. we're getting a win when we can get a win.
All right, fair. I'll take it.
All right. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
It's so much nicer being in the studio.
So much better.
Show offs.